Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we got a good show for you today. When we get to the guest segment, we're going to have Robert Griswold from Ready Made Resources. Yes, he is a regular guest on the show, and he's done things we really can't talk about, all of them legal, of course, but he has such an expertise on survival. He has such an expertise on how regime change happens. And this is why I keep going back to the well. Both he and Doug Thornton, former DHS supervisor, combat marine, and defense contractor, they really have a handle on things, really like nobody else. And then it's kind of nice. I've got a few anonymous sources that have to totally stay behind the scenes, but their information all complements each other. And I'm saying this in detail because it kind of leads into what we're going to be talking about with Bob. Is the fall of this country inevitable? It's been planned on multiple fronts. Absolutely. From the spiritual, to the financial, to the physical, to the military, to the food, to the energy. It's been manipulated among so many different dimensions. And so Bob and I are going to get into the threats generally as an overview, and then we're going to build the case that, man, can we come back from this, and should we be thinking more about adaptation as opposed to reform? Now, right now, I've got my hand in both worlds, the adaptation and the reform, but I will tell you, I'm working harder right now on adaptation because we are under direct threat, and I personally believe we're in a lot of trouble. Hey, we're brought to you by our usual sponsor, Noble Gold. As you know, I just completed a deal with Noble Gold. I've been a customer for 5 years, and it's not that I'm just throwing money around like a rich billionaire. That's not the case by any means, but I won't keep a lot of money in the bank, and I'll tell you, and it's not that I have a lot of money, but I'm not going to keep a lot of money for me in the bank because the Dodd-Frank law says they can steal it from me anytime they want. I'm an unsecured creditor. So no, they didn't get my retirement, and no, they're not going to get the bulk of my savings. And you're better off buying food, getting ready for some difficult times we're going to go through. But if you have your prep needs taken care of, I'm always saying, hey, you better diversify, and precious metals is really the way to go. And I can't stress that strongly enough. Precious metals will actually lead you to the promised land. You say, well, Dave, you can't eat gold. Okay, I know that's a well-intentioned statement, but someone doesn't know what they're talking about. You get precious metals like in bar form, gold and silver, and you preserve the wealth until things calm down. You bring it out in whatever money system you're in, then you're set to go. You just do the exchange. The other thing is that gold and silver coins are going to be exchangeable. You're going to be able to use them like currency. And so you want to be in the gold and silver coin situation. And Noble Gold will explain all this to you, and they'll make it really easy for you to deal with. I can send you a free information packet to, if you just go to DaveHodgesGold.com, that's DaveHodgesGold.com, and that's really all you got to do. And you're saying, well, that's it? Yeah, that's it. And I'll send you a free information packet electronically. If you feel the sense of urgency, well, you can also call them right away, too. They're open on Saturdays. They're open on Monday through Friday. All you have to do is call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And let's go talk to Bob. Welcome to the guest segment of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. As you know, we, as always, we are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. But please, because it's digital, share this far and wide, ladies and gentlemen. We're running out of time. And I can't stress the importance of becoming actively involved, taking care of your preparations, training. And preparations also mean your spiritual growth as well, too.
Yeah.
We need to bring it all to the table. You could see here in the background here, my guest, Bob Griswold from Ready Made Resources, great background in international relations and so forth. And we're going to be talking about some things that are near and dear to our heart. But excuse me. The last night I did a live stream and I went through, and I don't know if the Lord woke me up at 2:30 in the morning, the night before, and says, Dave, I got some things for you to do. And I think this just might be what happened. And sorry, Lord, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I am here to serve. And I got up and I just said, I need to investigate the defense industry, because I'd already found out that Congress is making money on this war, because over 2/3 of them have military industrial complex stocks. And the longer the war goes on, the more money they make. And then so I'm awakened at 2:30, and I said, I need to investigate this. And I found three primary players, although you'll get a mixture of B of A, Berkshire Hathaway, JP Morgan, but it was BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. I won't bore you with all the interactions, but one company is really three. They're one big entity, and they control together 90% of the U.S. GDP. BlackRock alone controls 70% of the U.S. GDP and 10% of the world's GDP. So I thought, okay, I investigated the military-industrial complex, and it was those three, big time. Oh, they like killing people. So then I went to banking, because, you know, banks loan money to both sides, and then they loan the money to do the cleanup, and we're still paying off the Spanish-American War. And we just finished paying off the Spanish-American War about 10 years ago. We're working on World War I. It's a good racket if you can get it. And so I looked at the banks, and I kept finding the same three people. And where you find one listed, like State Street, you find the other two, because they're interlocked with each other. Now, after banking, I said, gee, I wonder if this applies anywhere else. Let me take a wild leap and go to the World Economic Forum. Now, folks, can I tell you something here? And I might have to silence my phone. I went, after I did my research so far, I said, well, let me double check this. You know, Google claims they know everything. So I went to the Hey blank, and I'm not saying the name because I don't want to turn my phone on. And I said, who owns or who has a controlling interest in Bank of America? And I went through all these big banks, and it was these three. And then I said, okay, let's take a wild leap here. How about the World Economic Forum? So I found front companies. In fact, let me just read a couple here, just a couple, because I don't have this committed to memory. Siemens, the same three. Uber Technologies, you're like, hey, send me an Uber. That was pretty interesting. They had that. And it was the same three. And I went through all these front companies for the World Economic Forum for their major corporate benefactors. And it all comes back to BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. Now I'm working on the United Nations. It's a little harder to get information on this. Bill and Melinda Gates, clearly number one, their foundation. But I'm finding elements of companies controlled by these three. All right. Now, today, there was a tweet that Klaus Schwab, and I'm going to have to paraphrase it, and the tweet said this: the citizens of the United States do the draft, will make great sacrifices of their lives in pursuit of our noble cause. And I told Bob this before we went on, and Bob's reaction as a dad was exactly the same as my reaction as a dad. So, Bob, welcome to the show, my friend. Excuse me. And I want to give you an opportunity to respond to this. And let's start where we're going to go today on this point.
Well, I mean, you know, it's very clear. In fact, the Bible actually talks about this in the book of James, and where do wars come from? They come from our unmitigated lust, James 4:1, by the way, if you want the reference. And it says, you know, when we have unmitigated lust, nothing is outside our desire to have it. You can see it in relationships. You can see it in money. You can see it in power. You can see it in just every human endeavor. A person that has unmitigated lust has no control over himself or his desires. He's a creature of passion and instinct. That's all it is. Money, power, sex, whatever. And so that's that. Just so you know, that's the nature of the people we're dealing with. Yeah. They desire and they can't have. They ask and they don't get it. And so they force it. They steal it is what it basically says. They steal it. And that's what you're looking at. I mean, I think during the, was it 30s that they broke up a lot of the the banks and things of that nature because they had just a monopoly on everything. Well, they're not doing it anymore because Congress is totally sold out. Like you said, Congress has heavily invested in the Defense Department. I remember when the gas shortage was just in its genesis, a lot of the politicians, congressmen, senators bought gas stock, including the green ones. You know, they bought a lot of gas stock and they made a lot of money doing it. So much for the belief in green. I forgot which one it was, but it might have been AOC or something, but they bought a lot of gas stock, you know, and so
it was AOC, but yeah. Also Marjorie Taylor Greene did too.
Yeah. So my convictions be damned. I just want to make money. And that's what you see James 4:1 exploited. Any kind of morality, Dave, in order to understand these people, we have to understand any kind of morality always takes second fiddle to their desire to have more power, more money, or, you know, sex, whatever. That's their desire to have. And so that's what we see going on right now. And I would say agriculture. That's the one you didn't mention. Agriculture. I mean, through the banks, they're heavily invested in agriculture, the food you eat. And gee, that could not be manipulated, could it? That could not be used for
my research, Bob. I'm proud to say is a work in progress. I'm going to complete my research on the UN, and then I'm going to do big pharma, and then I'm going to do ag.
Yeah, well, I mean, both of those are heavily owned, and you know, the driving force behind them comes from those companies. Right now in Ukraine, you know, I've said this before, we've paid $200 billion to destroy that country and only to have BlackRock go in and buying it up for pennies on the dollar.
And they say, and they've declared, the fourth branch of government, BlackRock, has declared they're in charge of the cleanup.
Well, the cleanup means profit, money making. They're buying up the farmland.
But I mean the rebuild. You're right, it is profit.
Yeah. So, you know, all the housing that's going to have to be rebuilt. And who do you think the people of Ukraine are going to be beholden to? I mean, this is going to be crop sharing, time sharing, where, you know, you lived on the company's property. So when you worked in your job, whatever it was, you know, the company took your rent out of the out of your pay.
Yeah.
There was only one grocery store to shop at. And so your food and all your supplies were taken out of your pay, and anything else you needed. They had a racket going where everything was taken out of your pay. Now, that's exactly what we see being set up today. That everything, BlackRock and these companies, I'm just going to call it BlackRock, just so you know, we include them all in there. But BlackRock, they are looking to control, I think by 2030, they'll control 80% of residential and commercial buildings in the United States in some way or fashion. And through the agricultural industry, they'll decide what you eat. And you will have no choice in it.
That's true. I want to validate what you're saying there about the real estate business. High interest rates are killing people. And a lot of them are going to default on mortgages. Because you got to make a decision. You might have to, do you want to eat or do you want to pay your mortgage in full? And so this is a problem they're going to have, and mortgages are defaults are starting to skyrocket. And BlackRock is buying everything up. Bob, when we get these phone calls, and I'm sure you've gotten them, hey, this is Bobby. Do you still want to sell your place? And you know, when you trace the breadcrumbs, it goes back to companies that are controlled. The LLCs are controlled by BlackRock. They want to be the landlord. And one more thing, this is really important. I found this out in my research. In 2009, when the bailouts were going to be dispersed, the Federal Reserve brought in BlackRock to make the decisions, and BlackRock 86'd all their opponents like Shearson Lehman. That's a true story, Bob.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, it goes back to James 4:1. They will never have enough. What did JP? Oh, is it? No, Rockefeller or Morgan said, how much is enough? Just one more dollar. I just need one more dollar. So it was never enough is what he was saying. I always want more, more, more. I look at Joe Biden. I mean, he's got 2.5 feet in the grave, and yet he's still groveling for more money. I mean, what could a man like that just want with that? Shouldn't he be thinking about his eternal state? No, but they don't, because they're given over to this absolute spirit of greed and lust and war.
When you're this morally reprobate, he's based his existence on sexual perversion and money.
Well, that's what Romans, again, the book of Romans, when you reach that third step of divine depravity, you're given over to violence and sexual impulse, that there's no restraints left whatsoever. I mean, because it's not just a gradual hardening of your conscience. It's God has abandoned your conscience. You no longer have a conscience to think. So you're basically morally insane. You've gone morally insane by divine judgment. And that's what we see today. And again, we see that with lust. How much is enough? And not enough.
They're insatiable desires, and it's there's never enough. And, you know, when you do have almost enough money, then your attention turns to power. And would you agree it's power that's motivating smart cities, 15-minute cities, and so forth?
Yeah. And at the end of the day, we have to remember that Satan, Lucifer, is the prince of the power of the air, and that he controls all of this. And his desire for the human race is to enslave them and to kill them. And so that's what we see, these organizations being set up right now to enslave and to mass amounts of humanity. That's what they want to do with the draft. Excuse me, by his own admission. You know, a lot of your young men are going to die. That's what by their own admission, and for a noble cause. What noble cause? Was it 55,000 Americans in Vietnam that died of a noble cause? And what do? We left the country with a lot of equipment behind, and those 55,000 and untold numbers of maimed, you know, sorry, but your sacrifice was in vain, basically. Afghanistan, same thing. And I don't know how many. Excuse me, Dave.
That's right.
Excuse me. I don't know how many non-combatants were killed in that war. Over 1 million Iraqi non-combatants were killed. I've read 40,000 non-combatants in Libya. And, you know, now in Ukraine, we've had hundreds of thousands of non-combatants killed. Do you see a pattern there, Dave?
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be some. This is a Luciferian thing of hatred for the human race. And if you don't see that, if you don't understand that, you're never going to get the big picture. And even though, you know, there's some things you can do to prepare, you're never going to prepare in the right way, because you don't understand the nature of the battle is spiritual. And that's what it is. The nature of this battle is spiritual. We fight not against against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. That's what we fight against. And that's who's running this whole, you know, crazy train show, is Lucifer. And these people have given their souls to him, and what Lucifer expects from them are the lives of the innocent, abortion, and, you know, all the other pedophilia. All that we see going on, that's what he expects from them. That's the Faustian deal. I trade you temporal power, temporal money, temporal pleasure, and you give me the eternal souls of people that I can murder. And what better way to do it through war? What better way to do it through bad drugs, drugs you don't need, and poisoning people? And we won't go too far into that, but we can remember something happened a few years ago. You give them bad food to eat. You know, Dave, I, I've mentioned this before. I was in a grocery store the other day, and I was walking down the cereal lane, and I took a picture of one of the ingredients of the cereal boxes, modified rice, genetically GMO rice. It was one of those things. This food has been genetically modified. Anything else? There is nothing else. Now that halfway sounds like food. but nothing else in that box. It was all these chemical vitamins, all these preservatives and taste enhancers and all this other stuff that were in that cereal. And, you know, so it's called the soft kill. I mean, yeah. Obesity in America is skyrocketing because Americans, they've destroyed your ability to purchase good food, and they've replaced it with the ability to, you know, to buy empty food, complete junk food, Cokes, stuff that actually destroys your health. That's what we see. That's what these people want, because in the end, the lust, if you read the book of Revelation, the last thing it says they trade in is the souls of men. And that's what they want. They want your soul. So you're going to have to do everything you can, because you are in a war. If you care about your soul, if you care about the souls of your family, if you want to hear those words for you and your family, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of thy God. You're going to have to realize you are in the most strategic war ever. You're in a war that is, you know, multidimensional. You're in a war that is gone on for 6,000 years. And if you want to think, you know, spiritual warfare is, I, you know, got a little cut on my finger and I got an infection, so the devil did that. If that's your idea of spiritual warfare, you've already lost the battle. You might as well go and just give up. But if you understand that the nature of this war is against every human passion, every human understanding, every human emotion, every human need, that's where the war is being manifested. Your need to be, you have a good relationships being destroyed. Your need to have good food being destroyed. Your need to have, you know, a secure lodging for you and your family so that, you know, your family has shelter. That's being destroyed. You name it. You have your money that if I decide to put my money in the bank, or even if I decided to keep it, you know, somewhere in my house, you know, the inflation is going to destroy that. So yeah. Every day that goes by, your ability to use that money decreases and decreases and decreases.
And it's going to continue because the Fed has announced it to be true. They're going to keep raising interest rates into next year. You're right. Bob, let me read to you about the Klaus Schwab thing, and I want to get your reaction to an American draft. But let me set the stage here. I'm going to read a couple of quotes here, okay? One is a title from a video that discussed this. Klaus Schwab signs order drafting U.S. men and women to fight for globalists in World War III. Klaus Schwab, like, he has authority?
Well, he does because he has a lot of money and he bribes people.
There you go. Here's the summary. American men and women are set to be imminently drafted to fight for the globalists in World War III if Klaus Schwab gets his way, after the World Economic Forum leader was heard boasting that he had signed an executive order compelling the Biden administration to sign to supply American bodies for the front lines. And then I'm reading from a tweet from @ProfKlausSchwab. Many U.S. citizens will perish fighting for our noble cause. And then
does he define what his noble cause is?
No, no. Here's what else he said. He said he made the remarks at an event in Dubai earlier this week, where he was speaking to 600 so-called experts on the topic of how to rule the world. Now, I'm pulling up the actual tweet as I'm looking at it here. And this was posted by Liz Churchill, and she posted a little different version of this, but it was the same exact thing. And it was the annual meeting that he said this at was the annual meeting of the Global Future Councils. And here, let me pull this part up here because it says see more. And when you click it on, it goes right back to the World Economic Forum. And it was the closing plenary, okay? And Klaus Schwab made this statement here. So I'd play it, but I don't think it'll play well with the volume here. So, Bob, what's your reaction to Klaus Schwab thinking he can order us to do whatever? But by the way, the UN last Friday issued a memo to all Western nations. You are behind in digital ID. You need to get it done now. Same kind of deal.
You know, the digital ID, we could go down that path forever. One thing I'll say is people who are buying sat phones, how are you going to pay for your sat phone? That's why I'm a big ham radio operator. I don't need anything to go from point A to point B. We at Doug Thornton's class the other night, we had the whole class there, and I have an HF radio there, and I turned it on, and we were scanning, listening to people all over the United States. I didn't have to pay for that. As soon as I bought the equipment, everything else on it's free. When we were listening, what they were talking about, we were gaining intel. And so, you know.
What did you learn when you did that? What did you learn?
We heard people talking about everything. Emotion, their families, you know, their needs, how the economy's bad. I mean, you know, just stuff people are dealing with, which paints a picture of Portrait America.
Yeah.
You know, and you can understand these people over here, these people over here. There's common elements to all their discussions. And, you know, I mean, there's some yahoos out there that just talk stupid stuff. But, you know, after the class, after the time of the radio, I asked, I said, do you think that could be important? I didn't talk. I didn't have to talk. I just listened. And all of a sudden, the bright light went on. Like, whoa, I don't have to have a network. It doesn't have to go through a satellite. It doesn't have to go through a relay. It doesn't have to go through a switchboard. Nothing. I just talk. So, you know, it's very good. But that's always wonder, you know, keep in mind, one day you might have to pay for things in digital currency. But, Dave, what we see with these people is an unmitigated desire to control. I mean, I've never understood it. I don't need to control Dave Hodges' life. I have to figure he's good enough to control it himself. And we already have elements in place. If Dave Hodges can't control his life and he go robs a bank, there's already elements in place to deal with that. But see, these people aren't worried about the guy who wants to go out and rob a bank. They want, it's just like gun control. They're not worried about the guy who goes out and shoots six people with some gun he stole. You never hear about that. You hear about the you know, some person who, you know, shot somebody in self-defense, and all of a sudden, you know, there's a big hubbaloo about it. And for the next 6 weeks, the innocent guy is the one vilified in the whole scene. And that's what we see. They demonize that which is good, and they exalt that which is wicked, and that's what we're seeing. And so you are in this war, and if you don't engage in this war, you know, there will be families that engage in it, a lot of them, and in the end they might suffer greatly on this earth, but their souls will have been saved. And eternity is a little bit longer than 60, 70 years, I think. At least that's what I learned.
Well, yeah, I think God has a little further time frame in mind.
Yeah,
hey, I want you to address the draft comments now.
The draft comments?
By Klaus Schwab.
Yeah. You know, I've sent two sons off to war. Both of them were futile wars. My sons both saw just excessive abuse, excessive cost. One of them, I'm not going to say which one, would go through the chow hall, and he knew that they were being paid by the plate for meal served. And so they put the cheapest paper plates down they could find, and you would need 2 to 3 plates to hold the meal. One paper plate wouldn't hold it. It would collapse. And so instead of $25 for a plate, you use 2 or 3 plates, you're getting paid $75. And that's just one of the scams that goes on. I mean, it just tons and tons of money go into that, and it all goes into the hands of the BlackRock people, you know, and those. It's just filtered off. All the while, your son dies, you pay the taxes on it, and then the BlackRock people get filthy wealthy, just like they're going to do in Afghanistan. I mean, Ukraine, they're going to get filthy wealthy. So why would I want to have my son engaged in a war that I have no interest in? The United States has no interest in. and they will kill untold thousands of us just so they can get rich. It doesn't sound like a good deal to me.
Yeah, but here's another thing that disturbs me, and I agree, you're expressing my main concern, but who the hell is an unelected Klaus Schwab to say this to our country?
Yeah, whose dad was a former Nazi.
But he's a Nazi. Listen, yeah. Did you? I don't know if you heard this or not. It was about a month ago, and I reported on this. He said at a meeting he was at, think of the exact phrase, we need to put dissidents in social credit camps.
Yeah, I saw that. Same thing with Hillary.
Yeah, fun camps for Hillary, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so.
He is a Nazi.
Yeah, and we don't have to, this isn't conspiracy theory stuff. This is out of their own mouths. I mean, their own mouths. We're going to make them eat bugs out of their own mouth. We're going to get rid of cars, gasoline cars, out of their own mouth. So we know what they have for us, and that's the warfare. So as you said at the beginning of the program, the main part of our warfare is spiritual. We don't fight against principalities and powers. You better be on your knees. You know, praying and asking God for power, for understanding, that you have courage to stand in these days, because you don't have it within yourself to stand against the Luciferian powers that are coming against you. You just don't possess that strength. But only in the Lord Jesus Christ do you do. And, you know, you've heard me parrot this out 100 times. You better surround yourself with people who know how to encourage you. You know, I've gone through this health issue I've been talking about, and I've had good, close friends call me up and pray for me. You know, Dave, when I mentioned that the other day, and you aired that, 3 people called me up on the phone the next day and asked to pray for me. You know, those people don't have friends like that. But Christian people do. We surround ourselves with people who bear one another's burdens. And I know if I go, you know, if somebody comes to me and says, I have a need. And, you know, if I have the capability of meeting some of that need, I'm going to do it. And then the third thing, Dave, you better get ready. I know you have the food and water filtration. This is no joke, ladies and gentlemen. We talk about this a long time, but it's no joke. Slowly, we have seen the supply chain disappear, and it's been slowly, so it's not something you dramatically notice. We see the size packaging gets smaller. I mean, you just go and look. A gallon of milk might not be a gallon of milk. I remember half a gallon of ice cream is now not a half a gallon of ice cream. It's all getting smaller. You know, Dave, and I challenge people to vet this out, because I don't want them to think I'm saying it just because I sell them. Night vision tubes. I don't know if they're all going to Israel. They're gone. I mean, it's so hard to get them. I'm thankful I have good sources. But, I mean, I was reading one company the other day, please allow up to 240 days for delivery. It says that. I mean, I can provide it to anybody. I'm not going to say it over the air because I don't want to say that company's name. But if somebody calls me up, I'll give you their name. You can go look. Up to 240 days. Delivery time. And so you're seeing more and more and more of that. You know, if you look at ammo, in fact, I did. I just bought some 5.56 for plinking, 1,000 rounds, and I paid little over $200 for it. I went on 10 companies' websites today with the same ammunition. It's almost $600. So it's been a 2.5 price increase on it. And so, you know, as you see what's happening to gas and food and other things, you're seeing happening to prepping supplies. It's just disappearing. And that's their goal, because their goal, again, is to make everybody dependent on their system. Eventually, it's going to go to the digital currency, when you won't be able to do anything if you don't have that digital ID, digital access to your digital account. That's where it's all heading.
Yeah,
We are in a war.
I want to issue a warning here to people, and I've said it in other venues. I just want to make sure it gets heard. Sorry, I'm fighting off the sneezes here, as you know, I've had a virus. So that's why I keep, because I don't want to sneeze all over. But anyway, Tom Emmers in Congress introduced a bill, and I think it was well-intentioned, to stop CBDC and the Federal Reserve can't start the program. But as I was doing research on this, Bob, I found out that FedNow, which is already in place, is supposed to be fast-track payment system. Well, there's actually a five-phase process to it, and they're already past phase two. The next three phases are common communication with all financial carriers. So whether you're a customer, a banker, if you're a business, it doesn't matter. You have to be on the same communication system. It's called iOS 8385. Then the second thing is interoperability. So all these institutions have to interact with each other. And the third is global interoperability. And I'm thinking, my gosh, FedNow is going to turn into CBDC. And Bob, I'll tell you, I figured out what was going on there. There's opposition to CBDC. They anticipated this. So what they did is they created a backup system, called it something different, and then they'll evolve it into CBDC if the front one fails.
Well, that's what they always do.
Yeah.
You know, the personal income tax started out would only affect it like 1% or 2% of the population. And within 10 years, it was up to like 60% of the population because we had a war going on and we needed to pay for it. How convenient. You know, Dave, let me ask you a question. Let's throw a left curve here. Was the Capitol invaded the other day by a bunch of Palestinian protesters? Yeah. I mean, they went in there and...
In court of law, they say when you don't answer, the answer is yes. Bob, your question is well-founded. I'm so disgusted by J6. In fact, I'll mention this right here. Owen Schroyer's crime was to go and denounce a fake election, okay?
Yes.
He didn't go into the Capitol. In fact, they knew that they were being set up. He and Alex Jones told people, don't go in the Capitol, okay? And so because he has said things on his radio show and TV show like death to tyranny, he goes to prison on October 24th.
No.
For nothing. For nothing.
You know, do you think I haven't hardly heard anything about this assault on the Capitol protesting?
No, you're right. You're right. No, you won't. That's my point. There's rules for thee and rules for me. And the Palestinians, listen, this is orchestrated too. The first Palestinian rallies were held on the same day as Israel began to bombard Gaza. Okay. And they had well crafted signs, sequenced speakers. Can you say Soros organizations organizing this ahead of time?
Yeah, but I can also say two tiers of justice. I mean, you know, we haven't heard the news media is talking about it because J6ers, their crime was worse than Pearl Harbor or 9/11.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, all that. And yet we don't even hear anything about this assault on the Capitol. Nothing. Now, I want to say that, you know, as a Christian man, I don't want to see anybody victimized. You know, I just don't. There's right and there's wrong. And to victimize anybody because of some circumstance is wrong. And I believe that. So I'm sympathetic towards a lot of people. But, you know, I'm not sympathetic towards the people who crossed the border and were chopping babies' heads off and doing all those other things. They need to be taught a lesson that will never be forgotten. And to say, and I watched these Palestinian protesters say Israel committing genocide, Israel's committing war crimes. What the heck was what those 1,500 Palestinians did to all those innocent civilians?
Yes, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. That doesn't count. That's how they look at it.
And you saw that North Korea now is supplying Palestine with weapons. See, Dave, this in that statement, there's so much intel. It's pregnant. If North Korea is supplying weapons to Hamas, you think they're doing it without the Chinese tacit approval? You think they're doing it? I know. This is the Axis powers developing and portraying strength. So North Korea, we know North Korea helped Russia out a lot, and now they're helping, you know, Hamas out. And so we see this conglomerate, Axis and allied powers developing globally. And if you can't figure out a dozen pieces of intel you could pull from that, then you really need to work on it. Because, I mean, if they're supplying those weapons, there's ideology behind it. I can imagine the signals intelligence we're getting behind it. It's just full of the preparations for war. And that's what we see with all of our Axis powers. They're all filled with preparations for war.
Speaking of Axis, did you see where Sidney Powell pleaded guilty?
Yep.
You know they're going to use her against Trump.
Well, that was part of the plea deal.
Yeah.
Part of the plea deal was that she would testify against Trump.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, when your hide is on the line and you can say 20 years in prison or just a misdemeanor with $6,000 fine and testify against your former boss, there's very few people who are not going to take that deal.
So it's a crime now to call a crime a crime.
Of course, it's a crime.
These people committed the crime of saying the election was stolen. How did she interfere in election officials? I'm still not sure on that. Do you know?
I don't understand the whole thing. I don't understand how that one gentleman's going to go to prison October 24th. I don't understand it. I thought we had I'm not allowed to go into a theater and cry fire. Now, I understand that. That's a good law because it can injure people. But if I, in the public arena, bring up a question on the fairness or legality of something, and I'm not recommending go burn something down or beat people up. I'm not recommending that. How is that a crime? And that I can go to prison for. But nobody's safe anymore. Nobody's safe from these people. They don't care. There's nothing about the law. Hillary, nothing. I mean, she should have been in prison.
So they've escalated from censorship to imprisonment.
Yes.
When do they graduate from imprisonment to genocide?
Well, I mean, we're already practicing genocide in some ways with abortion.
With abortion, I agree. But I'm talking about people that speak out.
Well, I mean, you know, one of the worst things, Dave, is not so much death. It's being stuck in a cell, 6x8 cell, for months and months and months alone. No visitors, nothing. And you slowly go insane. It's psychological torture on these people. And so I would say it's already happening. I mean, if we look at the litany of alleged crimes, you know, sodomy from the guards, you know, assault, poor food, just absolutely poor food, keeping the temperature very hot in the summer. There's a whole litany of things that if North Korea were doing that, we would be, you know, Amnesty International, we'd be getting everybody down their throat. But, you know, we do it here in this country and nothing happens to these people. And at the same time, people who do the same thing go off scot-free. So where it's open and just, you know, snatch and grabs, I don't think it's that far in the future. I don't have a crystal ball and I don't like making specific predictions, but all of history shows it pointing that direction and that it's going to happen soon. Because once we go to war and the War Powers Act is, you know, applied, then they can do anything they want. Anything. So they'll round people up, arrest them, round them up, make them disappear, whatever.
I wrote a lot about FEMA camps when the legislation came out 10 and 12 years ago, Bob. And I knew I was writing about the future, and some people say, oh, that'll never happen. And my answer would be, then why are they putting this into print? Why is the government having designations for these places? FM 39.4, by the way, I did receive information. They're spending billions of dollars on new prisons. And you know it's not for the illegals. So I said, someday this is going to happen, Bob. I think this is the someday. What do you think the trigger will be? What will the trigger be to come and pull us out of our homes in the middle of the night, catching us off guard so we can't resist, knowing that most of us would rather die in our driveways than go with them. What do you think will trigger this?
Well, I don't know if it's one trigger event. I think it's multiple trigger events. And I think we see them. I think we see those triggers being pulled one by one by one. The denial of free speech, criminalizing free speech, the denial of the right of self-defense. We see those happening right now. And so those two First Amendment issues, though, when you attack those, those are huge issues of human freedom. The FBI went after the Catholic Church because they said there were some radicals in it. So they criminalized those people. And then, then they had to backtrack a little bit, which I'm sure they was heartfelt. But so they criminalized religion. And they, did dossiers on those people. A guy who was peacefully at an abortion clinic, and actually protected his son from some violent person, raided by, was it 50, 60 agents with machine guns, pre-dawn, waking his children up with machine guns in their face. No republic does that. No free country does that.
Ours does that.
Yeah, and then that little worm, Christopher Wray, you just look at him and the smugness of it, because he's lying through his teeth about it all. And that same government wants to disarm you so you can't resist the goon squads when they show up. That same government wants to restrict your freedom of speech so that if you even say, what they're doing is unconstitutional, what they're doing is illegal, and you face prison sentences. It's not like, what they're doing is illegal, so let's go burn something down, let's go beat people up. They're not doing that. They're peacefully. This is illegal. You can't do this in a free republic. And then they end up with charges against them, and people thrown in prison. So the foundation of it well exists. It's here. And that's why I'm saying you're in a war. If you don't realize you're in a war, you're way, way behind. But every day that it goes by, we see the war manifest itself in more and more violence and more illegality. Did I say that right?
You got it.
Yeah. So every day we go by. So what I'm saying is there could be more than one trigger event, which I think there is. But one day it will happen. One day they'll just go knock on the door and grab,
They ain't going to knock.
Oh yeah, knock. They just kick the door in. And 6 o'clock in the morning, with everybody having a machine gun in their face, they kill the family pets and they snatch somebody and nobody ever hears from them again. Just like what happened in the Soviet gulags. That's where we're headed. And I don't think it's that far off. So this, what I tell people is when that happens, your only protection is people with loud voices. What happened to John? What did you do with John? He's gone. Somebody saw government cars. What did you do with him? Government cars were in his driveway at 6 o'clock in the morning. We saw somebody being snatched out with a hood on their face. We got pictures of it, so you can't deny it. And you have hundreds and hundreds of people asking about John. That's the only security you have in that situation, because if that's not done, and I'm sure that'll be illegal, they'll criminalize it if you point that out. But that's the only security you have is the protection from your friends. And that's the same thing in the Soviet gulags,
Yeah, I hear you. Bob, before we have to close, I wanted to ask you, and before I have to sneeze, but I wanted to ask you, the EU is threatening to fine the hell out of Twitter, or what they now call X. Mm-hmm. And they told Elon Musk, you're not policing your false posts, your disinformation about the war in the Middle East. Do you happen to know what the correct position is according to the legacy media in the Middle East? What is it that we're supposed to be saying? I'm confused.
Well, that's, what do they thrive on? Confusion. That nobody on that side wants clear black and white. They want confusion. Maui. We remember Maui, that event, 2,000 children still missing. But that's exactly what they did. It was all confusion. Where were the school buses? Where were the kids? How did this happen? How did the fire start? It was all a mass confusion. Why did they turn the water off? Why did the sirens not go off? It was all like somebody with their foot nailed to the floor running as fast as they can. You know, just confusion. And that's what they want. I mean, nobody has time to ask the questions. It's just steamroll it through. Steamroll it. And when that happens, freedom, your rights, nothing are in the way. It's all steamrolled. It's just one steamroller runs over it all.
Have these people always been communists in Congress, or have they evolved into it following some plan? What do you think?
There's always been tyrants throughout history. Governments can come and go, but in the end, you know, it's the group in charge that expresses the thoughts of tyranny. Going back to James, we want, we lust, we have to have it. I know you own it, but I'm going to take it from you. And if you protest, we'll throw you in prison. You know, Caligula did that. I mean, and he did it ultimately. You know, he'd have a party and he'd see, you know, John and Mary over there. And he'd say, Mary, I want you to come into my bedroom with me during the party and take the guy's wife and go do his thing with her. And she had to come out and brag on it. I mean, that's what these people, they lust. It's just lust, unmitigated lust. They can't control themselves. And so when you can't control yourself and every evil human passion is an operation in you, you're going to have a very, very depraved government. You're going to have a lot of, as they say, body bags. Yeah. You're going to have a lot of injury, a lot of death.
I have a final question for you. People like Caligula, are they demonically filled? Are they possessed?
Now, who did you say? I didn't catch the name.
The person you just talked about, Caligula.
Who?
Caligula.
I'm sorry. It didn't come through. Well,
are they demonically possessed? Is Biden demonically possessed?
I'd say absolutely. Jesus looked at him and said, your father is the devil. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said, your father is the devil. And so, yes. Okay. Lucifer. Excuse me. Lucifer is their king. Lucifer is their willing lord. They bow their knee to Lucifer. And they take on all of the just absolute depraved emotion of Lucifer to destroy the human race. And so, yes, to answer your question, Lucifer is in charge of this cabal of people who want to end the human race. I mean, they openly say it. Just the other day, what's her name? Lurch's daughter. What's her name? John Kerry's daughter. We need. Billion people.
I know. I saw it.
That's not conspiracy theory.
No. They said it. No, but if you're the one that reports it, you're making it up. That's the interesting thing. Bob, you've got a great resource for personal preparation that people absolutely need to pay attention to, because now's the time. You're not going to get a second chance to prep. Tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, like I said, we still have night vision in stock, but the tubes are greatly disappearing. Just go around website and look. You can see for yourself. They can contact me at 800-627-3809 or go to my website, readymaderesources.com, and you can look there. If you look at an L3 ComSpec package we have, it comes with the night vision, the mounts, the helmet, all that you need to make it work. And it's a very good price. If you have any questions, you can call me at 800-627-3809. But it is that top shelf piece of equipment you need for what's coming.
Well, you forgot to mention one thing. You're the only one I know of that will consult with people for free.
Yes, I love doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Bob, thanks for coming on. And as we nurse our sniffles, I'm sure we'll feel better next time we're on together. But I do appreciate you coming on. And ladies and gentlemen, do not sacrifice your kids for the draft. Klaus Schwab does not own your kids. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks,
Thank
Bob.
you. God bless, Dave. Bye-bye.